Okay, this week's Parshios Matos Masei. The Torah begins, Vaydaber Moshe el Roshe HaMatos. Vnei Yisrael, Eimor Zeh Adol Asher Tziva Hashem. And then it tells you the Parsha of Nedarim. Ish Ki Yidu Nedar Hashem, etc. The Parsha of Nedarim. So, what's Roshe HaMatos? So these are the heads of the, Rashi says, the Nesim. And these are the Nesim. So it says on the fifth line of Rashi, Mara la Umra Khan. Why is it mentioned in the Nesim here? Lamei Shafars the Dorim Biyachin Mumcha. That Rosh HaMatos and the Nesi'im to tell us the concept that we know that you can do Hataras Nedarim. So Hataras Nedarim, you could either get three people, like we normally do, or get one Yochid Mumche is equivalent to three people. So that's why it's Merames that by quoting the Rosh HaMatos, because these people have a special status when it comes to Hataras Nedarim, Hafaras Nedarim. So the Shem Yishmuel asks a very fascinating question. Yeah, take a look on page 6. It says, V'rashi chola kovad l'nesim. Mara l'omra kan. So quote Kudush Avi Admor, he quotes from his father, Yavnei Nezer, Dikteg, Lo ein ikar haneder toloi b'roshe hamatos, el akiris haneder. The Torah here is speaking about the concept of making a neder. So you're bringing in Roshe Hamatos and telling them, well, they're mentioned here because they could be okay the neder. But we're not talking about okay the neder at this point. I mean, it's related, but we're talking about making the neder. So why are we bringing a remez to the Rosh HaMatos that they have the ability of the okay neder in the psukim that are talking about the original making of the neder? That's the question. So he gives a fascinating teretz. He says like this. V'omer huzal. First word was Dover Nechmad. The Lechora, Eich Nidna Torah Rishus La'odim Lesor Samuta. So he says a beautiful idea. Chap. He says, how could any, what's the concept of Nedarim? The Torah says it's Mutter. You're taking a Neder. You don't want to eat this apple. So you're making it Osir to you. But the Torah says it's Mutter. Why are you making things that's like Bal Tosif? What are you making things that are Mutter, Osir? Why should you have the right to do that? Eich nidna ha-Torah Rishus la'odam leser es ha-Mutter lo l'chayiv es ha-Chayiv es ha-Mubadova sh'chayiv leser es ha-Mutter lo l'chayiv es ha-Mubadova sh'ayinu chayiv sh'chayiv mosev al divrei Torah ha-Kosev omra lo sosifu. So he says, no. It's not Hosofa. So ein signon echad shemitzvah satorah hein nitzchi is b'li shinoi. He says, no, it's different. Because he says a beautiful explanation. He says it is. To make bal tosif is when you make a new mitzvah. Right? There's a mitzvah of tefillin, there's a mitzvah of parfus, there's a mitzvah. And the mitzvah of tarfus is an absolute. You know, you can't say, oh, we're going to undo it. So he says like this. The reason why this is not about, the reason why we can have a concept of nedarim, and it's not about tosif, is by the fact that there's a concept of hataras nedarim, shows that this is not an absolute mitzvah, or an absolute avera. So the fact that the concept of Hataras Nedarim exists that allows us to have the Parsha of Nedarim. Because if not, it would sort of be like a Baltosif. So by the fact, so that's why the Torah speaks about the Roshei Matos that can be Mate Neder in the Psukim of making the Neder, because that allows us to make the Neder, because it's different than any other mitzvah of the Torah where there's it's an absolute mitzvah. So that's what he said, that's his father's chat. So that's why you have the remez of the Roshei Matos who came matter neder in the psukim about making a neder, because since a neder has Hatorah, that gives you the ability to make the neder, because then that shows that it's an absolute commitment like any other mitzvah. Okay, that's the first. Ulididi, he says, but that's, so that's what my father says. He says, I have a different pshat, another pshat. Shesh yesh od lomar, and they call Indian the dorm ushvua, so mishurim shadibur shal odom, yesh lo koch lasos hektish. He says, the concept of Nedarim is that a person has the ability, to, what comes out of his mouth is like Kodesh. And therefore, what you say becomes a halacha. Why? Famous Rabbeinu Yonah, that we know what makes something Kodesh. If you have a klisharis, it has kedusha, then you put something in, it becomes kodesh. So if your mouth is kodesh, so what comes out of your mouth has kedusha, and therefore it's chal that the creates an iser. So he says, and therefore, lo yochel devaro means you shouldn't profane your words, because your words are kodesh. You say something that has kedusha, so if you don't fulfill it, So Goyim, even though they can make the Dorim, but they don't have the din of Bal Yachal. In other words, if they don't follow their words, it's not considered profaning it, because they don't have that level of Kedusha's Peh. Shari Dibur Malav Hachi Enim Kodesh. The Tam Shadodrim Lav Mishim Kedusha's PM, El Shizkade HaHekte Zocha Behem Me'elov. So then he writes in verse 7, Achadayin Tzrichim Lamodoi Hateina Kedosha Yisrael. In other words, so he's saying that's the idea of Nedarim. The idea of Nedarim is that our mouths are Kadosh, because we don't speak Ra, so it's Kedusha, and therefore whatever comes out of our mouths is like it's going into a Klisharis. But he said that's only by the big Tzadikim, who their mouths are pure. So, but the Parsha of Nedarim applies to anybody. Anybody can make a neder. He says, "Hadayin tzarich lumedoy hatena chidoshei Yisrael sheshomer mispiyim milatamos b'divur Rashi piyim." Now says klisharis. Aval misha eino begeder zeh. Eich yuchal lahakdish. Magam b'divrei Rashi. Aval nazar klisharis shenitnu tzrichim mashichim echodesh. Im keichas v'shalom ozel lo kedushosei. So what's the answer? V'kasher kol Yisrael hen guf echad, kol Yisrael muchadim ze bezeh, kol ish dovik b'misha godol mimenu. In other words, we're basically, all of Klal Yisrael is one chain. Each person is linked to the next person, till the Gadol Hador. So we're one chain. So that's the idea why our words can create Kedusha. It's because we're linked to the biggest tzaddik of the generation. So anything I say, I have the hashpa of that tzaddik. And since it's the big tzaddik, his words are total kedusha. So even the lesser person who's linked to him is also one. And that's what he says. Why is the Nesim called Matos, Rosh HaMatos? She Matim Es Al Yonim Thos L'Tachtonim. Whereas Mata means you could influence. Lahatos, to turn him in a certain direction. And he speaks,
the two yesh de minei hatoyos yesh matim es yolyonim betachtorim yesh matim es hatachtorim yolyonim.
So he says there are two ways you could bring the low up to the high, you can bring the high down to the low. That's what the Zohar Kodesh says, Moshe Rabbeinu nikra shushbina de malka. Was Moshe Rabbeinu brought the melech down to the people. Aaron is shushbina de matronisa. He brings the people up to Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu kirev Hashem Yisbarach Yisrael, the Aaron kirev Yisrael Hashem Yisbarach. So Memela, so says the Shemi Shmuel, so that's the Pshat Rashi Hamatos, that we're connected to the Gedolei Hador, so therefore we can make Nedarim. Because the concept of making Nedarim is that my Dibur is Kaddush. But who says your Dibur is Kaddush only if you make sure that you never profaned your, you know, everything that came out of your mouth was Kaddush, so therefore your mouth has Kedusha, so it's like a Klishore, so anything that comes out is has Kedusha. But who says that applies to a regular person? The answer is Rashi Amatos, we're connected. The Elyonim and the Tachtonim are connected, so every Jew who's connected to the next Jew, connected to the ultimate Moshe Rabbeinu or Aaron HaKohen. So that's why it's mentioned Rashi Amatos in the beginning, because the reason we make the Nedarim different than what the Avnei Nezer said. The Avnei Nezer said is because we need the ability to have Ataras Nedarim to have the Nedarim in the first place, or else it'll be Baltosif, because it'll be absolute. And he's saying a different word. To make the Nedarim, we have to have the ability to have Kedusha from our Dibor, and that we can only have if we're connected to the people who ultimately have the ultimate Kedusha. And the Toldos Yaakov Yosef says that this idea is also mentioned in the beginning of Parshas Maaseh. Because in the beginning of Parshas Maaseh it says, Eila Maaseh b'nei Yisrael, asher yotzu meretz Yitzrayim l'sivoso b'yad Moshe v'Aaron. Leichtav Moshe es motzoeim. So Maaseh b'nei Yisrael means that Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim l'sivosom, and they became like malochim, on the highest madrigas. How did they do that? Because Biyad Moshe V'Aaron. They connected themselves to Moshe V'Aaron. This is all that they told us Yaakov Yosef. And then it says, Ve'ichtov Moshe es motzoayim l'maseihem. Motzoayim, the Toldos says, is their ultimate destination. Like, sometimes they go right to the top. You know, like by Yetzias Mitzrayim, we didn't deserve it. We went right to the top, and then through Sfira we have to go, you know, the Maseim. We have to, you know, go step by step. But that was Al Pi Hashem. Hashem skipped us. See, Moshe doesn't want to say that really they Mishum Advin Sanuso. He doesn't say that he it's because of him and Aaron, like the pasuk says before. So he said Al Pi Hashem. But it also had to do with Al Pi Hashem that they were able to come to the top because they were Dovak B'Moshe V'Aaron. So Motzayim L'Maseya means the initial time when sometimes you skip to the top, that's if you connect yourself to the Moshe V'Aaron, etc. And that's the there's a Mishnah in Zvachim. I've said it before from the the Damsky Rebbe, on page 17. It says, the second arrow, Hatzemer Sheberoshe Kvosim, Veseya Shebezokin Tiyoshe Vatzomas Vagidim Vaknaim Atlofim, Nizman Sheim Luchubarim Yalu. Pirshu Lo Yalu. In other words, you have the horns of an animal, right? So if they're still connected to the animal, then when you put the animal on the mizbeach, you can put the horns too. But if you severed the horns off from the animal, then you can't put it together with the animal on the mizbeach. Even though it's the same horn, but it's a difference when the horn is connected or not. So the Sefer Tiferet Shloimeh says that that's the idea. that if you're connected to something Kaddish, so then even the thing that's not Kaddish has value. Once it's severed off, so that's what he says here in Parshas Emor. What does it mean? Yivarach Hashem, Yirei Hashem, Ktanim Magdolim. Peishim Ktanim Hem Yibuchol Borim Magdolim. That's gonna create. And then he quotes this halacha, because this halacha shows that the tzemer, the hair on the animal, if you shear it, then you can't put it on the mizbeach. But if it's still connected to the animal, then it goes with the. So something of lesser significance, if it's connected, if you're connected to Yad Moshe Aaron, so then you could reach the highest madrigas. You can reach the highest madrigas, and that's the idea that Rosh Hamatos, the way the Shem Yishmuel explained it. But if we're connected to the Rosh Hamatos, so then and then there's no limit to the Hashivas of our Dibur. Even though a person is not on the highest level, that his Dibur is so holy. But even the Pashut person could create a Neder because he's connected to Rosh Hamatos. And Matos means someone who could be Mashpia you, because you're connected to him. If you're not connected, then you're not going to be Mushpa, then in a Hanami, you're on your own. And the normally Melech says the same idea on page 26 on Ekev Tishmun. He says Ekev uremez la noshim ka'elish einlem seichel ubina. Ekev is the lowest, it's the heel. So Ekev, these low level people, Rakshay Mechaber Matzmal Anshe Tzedek. So then, Zev Ekev Tishman as a Mishpatim, Shanashim Habchusim Besichlam Yishmu Vichaber as Atzma, and also Tzadikim Yodim Mishpatim Ha'ela Ushmartim Asisam Osam. Then they will be considered on their level as well. And that's Pshat Nafshi Lashem Yishamulim Laboker. If I am connected to the people that are anticipating, Shomim Laboker means they're anticipating God, then Shomim Laboker, then I'm like that also. In other words, if you want to connect yourself to somebody who's on a certain level, even though if you're not there, it gives you a chashivas also. But it means if you want to do it sincerely. Some people just want to do it so they could say, oh, I'm so great because I know this person, I know that person, and you know. But it doesn't mean you do it for show. It means you do it because you want to be influenced. Not because, oh, you want to be able to say, oh, I'm kind of, you know, some people say, oh, I'm close to him, and I'm close to him, and I'm close to him, you know, so I could flaunt that. No, that's not the point. The point is that you could be influenced by that. And if a person has that, so that's the idea of the Rosh Hamatos, so that's the idea of the Eila that Klal Yisrael went, Yitzias Mitzrayim, L'tzivosom, to be like Tzivos Hashem, like the Malachim. But how? Beyond Moshe Aaron, because they wanted to connect to Moshe Aaron, and that's the Mishnah. It's Semer Shabroshe Kvasim as Olal Mazbeach, only Bizman Shem Mukhubarim. But Sever? That's no. Shomim Laboker. If you want to be together with the Shomim Laboker, then you become Shomim Laboker. Ekev Tishmon Es Hamishpatim. Then Ushmartim Vasisim. You're like the person who's Mekayim the Mishpatim. But that's a big yisod, that to try to be connected to, in a good way. Again, not in a shticky way, you know, like the people just want to be able to say that, you know, but in a humble way, to be connected for a positive idea. And that's Rosh Hamatos. So on one hand we have the first part of the Avnei Nezer that says that that was nothing to do with the general theme I'm trying to say over here, but I thought it was a fascinating idea that we could have Nidarim because we have Hataras Nidarim. Maybe you can think about that for something on Yom Kippur to say over, you know, when we get to Rosh Hashanah, whatever. It's a good, something interesting. But on the other hand, it's to be connected. And to be connected to Rosh Hashanah, then your Dibur has that Chashivas. And then you're like the Tzemer connected to the Kevis. You're like the Karnayim. You can be on the Mizbeach also. You can be in the Makom Kedusha also. And then something rubs off on you. And that's an important idea. But it's always very important to recognize one thing in this whole idea of connection to tzaddikim. And that's the Meshech Chochma said. It's a long piece. You can read on your own later. It's on page 19 and 20. I always like to say this over. And this is the following. You'll read it in the packet, but listen carefully. He makes the following observation, the Meshech Chochma. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu performed a lot of miracles. He's in Parshas Kukas. But always after Hashem commanded. Hashem said, Neteis Matcha, and he followed. In other words, Hashem wanted to create a miracle, then they used Moshe Rabbeinu to be the conduit. But you never see that Moshe Rabbeinu is initiating a miracle. Right? Only one place in Chumash he initiated a miracle. You know where that is? In Korach. The miracle that the earth splits and the people got devoured, that Hashem never said, do that. He just did it on his own. So why only that miracle? He says like this. Which Moshe Rabbeinu realized how great he was, what a madrega he was on. Shechinah medameres mitoch grono. So he was afraid, since he's on such a high madrega, if he's going to start doing miracles on his own, without the Tzivoy Hashem before, people will start worshipping him. It'll be hero worship. And that's not the point. So therefore, he never initiated miracles. Because anyone else on a lower level, like Yeshua, he can initiate miracles, because no one is going to say he's God, because he wasn't on that level. So why by Korach is different? Because Korach was the one time where the people said Moshe Rabbeinu they were questioning his integrity. They were saying, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu is taking all the kibbudim for his family and just wants it for himself. So then Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't afraid that they're going to say he's God because they were questioning him. So there he could initiate a miracle to prove his point. And there wouldn't be any problem. But in general, the Moshe Rabbeinu is the Moshe Rabbeinu that we all speak about. And that's a lot of times people, you know, it's important to be connected to big people, but then sometimes people, you know, go overboard and they say, oh, this person's infallible, and this idea, and I see it all the time. I see, you know, of certain people of stature that people, you know, people make mistakes. It's no mitzvah to say, I mean, no one's infallible, you know, to say that. You know, so Moshe Rabbeinu, as great as he was, and people have to be dovok to him, etc., but at the same time have to have the mindset that Moshe Rabbeinu is not Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu was cognizant of this problem, and therefore he never initiated a miracle because he never wanted that. So there's a difference between being close to a greater person to be mushba versus people who then become to worship that person, or to say that person is infallible. I see this in many situations in my life. I've seen such ideas. So that's something you have to be very careful. But that's the Rosh Hamatos. The Choshev, you can be much mushba, but they're not the Ribbono Shalom. We don't worship them. And we realize that sometimes they could make a mistake. And that's a big yisod. But on the other hand, it's important to have connections. Again, not the connections for, you know, some people just like connections because it's good for them politically or whatever. No, connections, sincere connections. It's not about money. It's not about COVID. It's about you wanna learn from somebody. You wanna be able to seek Devar Hashem and things like that. That's the healthy hashpah. Hayda b'Moshe Asherot L'Roshi Amatos Malas Hanesim. Flash for awesome.